U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is back on the campaign trail. He kicked off his re-election bid today with stops in North and South Jersey. But the New Jersey Democrat is already having to deal with the fallout from his corruption trial last year. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
A is for my attitude, working through the patience. Money comes and goes, so the M is for motivation. Gotta stay consistent.
Menendez was bouncy and upbeat as he addressed local officials and supporters at a South Jersey community college. Introduced by his son, Rob, Menendez talked about his immigrant parents and working on behalf of the voiceless in the Senate. The Democrat also suggested to his supporters that they needed to elect somebody who would stand up to Republican President Donald Trump.
I know that candidates always say that this election is the most important ever, but think about the events of the past year. The chaos, the division, the dysfunction.
What Menendez did not mention was his recent corruption trial. Last fall, Menendez and his co-defendant, Florida eye doctor Salomon Melgen, were brought up on corruption and bribery charges in federal court. Prosecutors said Menendez did Melgen government favors in exchange for lavish gifts and trips, including free flights on the doctor's private jet. The judge eventually threw the case out after the jury failed to reach a verdict, and the Justice Department says it will not retry the case. Still, that hasn't stopped the Democrats' leading Republican rival from dredging the legal saga back up.
Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey has been indicted.
This ad from former pharmaceutical executive Bob Hugin says even though Menendez was never found guilty of a crime, he still disgraced the Garden State.
Menendez insists he was just helping a friend.
That's not friendship. That's corruption.
Hugin says Menendez isn't good enough for New Jersey, but the Republican political newcomer has faced criticism of his own. While Hugin was running the pharmaceutical company Celgene, the firm hiked the price of its popular cancer drug several times. Although Menendez didn't mention Hugin by name, he seemed to take a shot at his likely general election opponent.
When drug companies were hiking costs on cancer patients, I was working to make medicine affordable for families and seniors.
As New Jersey nears its June 5th primary, expect attacks on both sides to pick up. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.